four above today. It's Wednesday, February 5th. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the best 5 minutes of the day.
Missed you yesterday.
Yeah, you know, so you don't get to this. I mean, sickness decides on you and when it lays you out. And I was kind of mentally thinking after being kind of laid out on Sunday, I'm like, this is just going to be a one-day thing. And yeah, after doing Monday, there were other complications and still spent the bulk of that day, got out of here and spent the bulk of the day in bed. And really, Monday and Tuesday, we're getting all the details, but like no appetite. And that's a great way to lose weight, too, is if you're just not hungry, you know?
Right, exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, when you just can't, we don't want to eat anything, you're no calories coming in.
I think I'm closer to that 180 than the 190, and that's always a good thing to be trending. But finally yesterday, it was just like all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, you know what sounds good is a fried egg.
Nice.
So, and had just one orange, pretty much the only thing I had to eat on Monday, I think. So, yeah.
Wow. My mom had done a grocery order this week because she really wanted eggs, and that was part of her grocery order, and that was the only thing they didn't have at the store, apparently. So.
Yeah, I've been seeing some funny memes on Facebook about, you know, just asking, could I stay at, you know, your vacation resort and I'll trade you 6 dozen eggs or something like that. So.
Right, right. Exactly. Waffle House added 50 cents per egg to their price.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's the interesting thing, though. I mean, if you eat out and you get a couple eggs and it's, you know, it can be $5. And so I'm trying to keep that in mind. I'm like, so you just, we're used to being so spoiled, right? To get a dozen eggs for $1 or $2 or something. So.
Yep.
Or else we could have our own chickens, I guess.
We could. Uh-huh. I don't know that I want to deal with having my own chickens, but
can you do that? Can we do that in the city
or
not?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I remember there were some rumblings about that for a while, but I don't recall. So
my brother-in-law and sister-in-law did it for a while, but then I don't know. More recently, they were limiting that down. I don't know if they're still sticking with that. There is a concern. A lot of people weighing here about Elon Musk and the 25-year-olds that went into the Treasury Department. And one headline that multiple sources talking about, 25-year-old Musk operative makes extensive code changes to the Treasury system. So, and what are they up to? And so there's concern about this out there.
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge, huge concern, right? I mean, it's a non-elected, non-vetted person who has gone in and essentially taken over and basically brought some kids fresh out of high school with him to kind of take over the Treasury system. And that should really bother people.
This particular guy, I guess, has worked for him at SpaceX and Tesla. And so, yeah, what's up with all this? I mean, changing the code. So anyhow, hopefully we can get to the bottom of that sooner rather than later. A lot going on. There's 1,000 balls being juggled in the air at the same time here into week 3 of the Trump administration.
Yep.
And finally, you know, Ben Cramer is somebody I think we both like to see what this Idaho pastor has to say. And he's got a weekly Sunday newsletter. And he'd said something recently, because a lot of people will say, well, you know, Romans 13 says obey the government. And one of the things Ben says is you need to, to properly understand Romans 13, you need to understand it from the lens of Romans 12. And I shared that. And late last night, I saw somebody was asking me to explain that. And I have my own thoughts, but I want us to go there in our reading, Romans 12 and Romans 13.
Sure.
But just tell me what you would say when someone says, well, why do I need to understand it? Because isn't all Scripture God-breathed?
I mean, Romans 12, right, is this, how do you live in love and service to other people, right? I mean, how do we really seek to be other-centered?
Right.
You know, and so I think that brings us to that place. I would also add that people like to really quote Romans 13 when their people are leading.
Yeah.
But they sure like to resist the government when it's not.
I would say this, just be careful when you just say, I mean, in terms of, we've said it here before, and it's just true, you can't just quote any scripture and just, you know, pull it out of context. And Romans, the whole book of Romans was written as a letter. And so Stuart Briscoe called it the Constitution of the Christian Faith, and so it makes sense that one part would flow into another, so understanding it that way. All right, anyhow, Romans 12, 1 and 2 today.
All right, so that says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this new world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
All right, in Letters of Love, in your devotional commentary, you say, in light of the good news, how then should you live? Let your whole life bear the imprint of my mercy and grace. I desire that you would become whole and holy, body and soul, an offering of worship to me. To live that way, you must radically reorient yourself away from self-centeredness and toward God-centered adoration and other-centered love. Living this way involves daily renewal, continually refocusing upon good, authentic, and beautiful things. Wholeness and integration are the center of my will for you. Final thought.
Yeah, I mean, I think Romans 12 is this jewel, right? I mean, and this is what it's about, this love, other-centeredness, really seeking to pursue goodness, beauty, mm-hmm. truth, and I think we're being called into that.
And this brings out the best of your letters to the beloved writing, I can say. I mean, I feel like this is not just a recap, but it's really excellent stuff. Thank you, Jason.
And finally, a Packers legend is calling it a career. Kicker Mason Crosby announced his retirement during his radio show yesterday. The 40-year-old didn't play in the NFL last season. During his career, over 17 years, Crosby made more than 81% of his field goal attempts. And that's your sports.
Boy, he was just so reliable in the history of those kickers like Chris Jackie and Ryan Longwell. Crosby right in there, you know?
Absolutely. And there certainly were times the last couple seasons, maybe they got it a little bit more solidified. But last year, at least, you're thinking, Mason, could we have you back?
Yeah.
So, but great, great guy. And he and his wife so involved in the community as well. So a salute to Mason Crosby.
Absolutely. This update brought to you by Chippewa Manor, where you can go for post-hospital rehab. That's your choice. Choose Chippewa Manor when it comes to getting quick results to get you home again feeling well. Wow, I take a day off and you guys break big news that Ren Collective is coming.
Yes, March 22nd to Saturday at the Pablo Center. And that's pretty cool. I mean, how often do we get Saturday concerts here in the Eau Claire area? Because so many times it's, oh, well, we're going to the cities or whatever.
Sure.
So, yeah, Saturday, March 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Pablo Ren Collective. Tickets go on sale to the general public on Friday. And if we happen to get a pre-sale code so you can get them early, we will share that on our WWIB radio social media.
Winner Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show, and we're not continuing Tuesday Trivia.
This hasn't happened for a while, but thanks to Dave from Weston, who solved Tuesday Trivia right off the bat yesterday, it's back to game time here on a Win It Wednesday, and we're going to play a game we haven't played for a while, Secret Sound.
Huh? That's so, right.
715-723-2555, as per usual. We want you to call in, 715-723-2555, and tell us what the secret sound is, and if you can be the first one to guess it correctly live on the air, you will win not one, but two passes to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas, of course, locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. So two movie passes to Micon Cinemas for a movie of your choice if you can correctly identify the secret sound. And without further ado, Havo, let's take a listen to it.
Yeah, eager to hear it.
Sounds like this. Let's take a listen again.
It's quick.
It's not a whole lot. We'll raise it up a little bit so you can hear it. This is the secret sound.
What is that?
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. What is this? 723-2555. Guess here on a Win It Wednesday, secret sound. It's game time. Your chance to win a pair of movie tickets to Micon Cinemas. 715-723-2555. One more time. And we've got folks thinking they know who or what this is. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, Sherry, what do you think?
Chopping some foods or whatever.
Chopping some foods or whatever. There's a lot encompassed in that guess. Is it chopping some foods or whatever? Halvo?
Sorry, Sherry.
I mean, I guess whatever technically maybe.
Yeah, right.
It's not chopping foods, Sherry. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Good start, though. Good guess.
Yes, as always, we appreciate the participation very much, and you're welcome to call back. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Tim from Wheeler.
Hey, Tim, what do you think?
Is it someone crushing an aluminum can?
Someone crushing an aluminum can. Let's take a listen. Is it someone crushing an aluminum can? Because that's so depressing. Or whatever
Tim.
Was the other day. No, it's not. I was trying to get a call back to one of my horrible Make Us Laugh Monday jokes.
Ah.
Oh, I think it was crushing pop cans is so depressing. There we go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right.
Never mind.
I think just, they made a promo already, though.
Just guess. Just guess. So Caleb doesn't give jokes on days other than Mondays. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Angie from Thorpe.
Hey, Angie, what do you think?
Well, it reminds me of when my son was graduating from boot camp in the Marines, and they all turned and stomped their foot in regiment, or whatever you would call
sure.
that.
Yeah, let's take a listen. Let's take a listen again here. Sure, I can see where you're coming from.
So what would the answer be? Boot camp stomping?
There you go, foot okay. stomping.
Okay. Foot stomping at boot camp. That is not what we're looking for. Thank you, Angie,
right.
But thank your son for his service. Truly appreciate that. 715-723-2555. Time for three more guesses here for Secret Sound. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall, and I think it's Velcro straps being pulled apart.
Velcro straps being pulled apart. Let's listen. How did Virgil get it?
Sorry, Virgil.
Not it. Two more guesses. 715-723-2555. Again, trying to give away two Mike on Cinema's movie passes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's that secret sound?
I'm from Chippewa Falls.
From Chippewa Falls. And what do you think that sound is? Do you have a guess? Do we still have you there? What do you think that secret sound is? I think we need you to call back maybe next time. The connection isn't real good, so we can't understand you. So try us back. We'll take one more call here because we're running out of time. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jamie from Mondovi.
What do you think, Jamie?
Is it a snow shovel scooping some snow?
Snow shovel scooping some snow. Let's listen.
Good guess. Certainly timely, but Jamie, sorry, that's not it.
Not it. All right. 715-723-2555, but not for another about 20 minutes. We're going to keep playing Secret Sound on a Win It Wednesday. Keep those guesses coming, but not till we give you the cue to call once again.
Round two of Secret Sound on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show.
It's been a bit since we've played this because so many times Tuesday Trivia carries over to Win It Wednesday, but it is game time here on this Wednesday morning, 715-723-2555. And we've got a great prize as well, Halvo.
We do. How about two tickets to a movie at Micon, and they've got so many locations.
Yeah, Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. You and a guest can see a movie of your choice. But first, you have to guess correctly on the air the secret sound at 715-723-2555. In case you're just joining us, let's take a listen. Here's how it sounds today, the secret sound. That's all we're giving you. It's not a whole lot. Here it
what
is again.
What is that?
What is that secret sound? Let's give you a little more boost to volume. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Give us a call. We've heard from Bloomer, Wheeler, Thorpe, Whitehall, Chippewa Falls, Mondovi. No one solved it yet. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Caroline, what do you think?
Is it a hole punch?
Is it a hole punch? Let's take a listen again.
That's a great guess.
It is a great guess. Havel, is she correct? Is it a hole punch?
She's not correct.
It is not it. Thank you, Caroline. Call us back from Rice Lake, 715-723-2555. You're on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Secret sound, what is this?
Had some guesses of chopping veggies, crushing aluminum cans, boot camp foot stomping, Velcro straps being pulled apart, and snow shovel scooping.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
This is Johnny from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Johnny, what do you think?
I think it's somebody eating celery.
Someone eating celery. Let's take a listen. We enjoy celery at the Swenson household. Probably got to doctor it up with some peanut butter. But is that someone chomping on a piece of celery, Halvo?
That's not Johnny. Sorry, man.
Not it. Johnny, call us back. Thanks, friend. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Winter, Wisconsin.
From Winter. Great to hear from Winter. What do you think?
I think it's a typewriter.
Is it a typewriter? Oh, sure. Okay,
like an old-fashioned typewriter.
Yeah, like when the... I don't know what it's called, but when the thing slides.
The keys, yeah.
Is it a typewriter? It is not. It is not.
The
Thank
carriage?
You for the call.
Okay,
from
yeah.
Seven, yeah, the carriage.
The that, carriage,
that's
yeah.
what I was trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry, trying again. What do you think?
Opening a car door.
Opening a car door. Okay.
Let's listen to it.
I could see that. Is that what it is? Are we sending Sherry to the movies?
We're not.
We're not. At least not yet.
Not yet. Not
Try
now.
Back, Sherry. 715-723-2555. We still have some time for a few more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hey, Kenny, go ahead.
Is it a rotary phone slamming?
Is it a rotary phone slamming, Halvo?
Sorry, Kenny.
Not it. Thank you, Kenny. Time for probably two more guesses here. Two more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Clayton, what do you think?
Is it a stapler?
Is it a stapler? Again, each time. Let's hear it after the guess. Is that a stapler? Wow. Kind of does sound like
that
a
That sounds great. Great guesses.
Sounds like a stapler, but not a stapler. Thank you, Clayton. Call us back if you can. 715-723-2555.
I love all the youth calls. Johnny and yes. Kenny and Clayton. Wow.
And they really want to get this solved before going to school. Final guess here before we push this beyond 8:15. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Sherry from Whitehall.
All right, Sherry, what do you think?
Is it someone turning a deadbolt?
Is it someone turning a deadbolt? Okay, we're going to have to go complete silence here and then listen. Is it someone turning a deadbolt? Halvo, did Sherry just get it? Are we sending her to the movies at MyCon?
Not. We're not.
Oh, Sherry, thank you for the call. All right, so we're going to try this again after 8:15. Lots of great participation for Secret Sound, but we don't have it solved yet. We'll give you another chance or maybe even two chances next hour, depending on how this goes. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, we are family. It's been a bit since we've played a game on a Wednesday, and this has been fun. Thank you so much for all your calls. It's Secret Sound, 715-723-2555. Here's what we're trying to figure out. What is that?
Again, what is it?
That is the secret sound of the day. And we've had lots of great guesses, Halvo, but we have not solved this yet. We're taking more now at 715-723-2555.
I've been taking notes, Caleb, yeah, and we can get to it, and loved hearing from the listeners. So many young listeners in the last go-round. 723-2555 for a pair of MyCon movie tickets. You can use it for any of their theaters in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. This is the secret sound. Let's take a listen again. Probably going to have to hear that another time. What is that secret sound? One more time. 715-723-2555. We'd love to have your guesses and folks lighting up the phone lines now. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hello?
Good morning. You're on the air on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Roy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Roy, what do you think?
I'm thinking when somebody is turning a deadbolt.
When
someone's
that was guest.
That was our last guest from Sherry. Yeah,
you can have a bonus guest. It does sound like that. Completely agree. It does sound like that.
Okay. What about when somebody's popping the top on a soda can?
Popping the top on a soda can. That it, Halvo? Did Roy get it?
It's not it, Roy.
Not it. Call us back, Roy. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Katie from Rice Lake.
Katie, what do you think?
Is it the sound of a camera shutter?
Is it the sound of a camera? Oh, all right. Let's kill the sound here and listen to it. Is that a camera? I can really get how that could be a camera shutter. Is that it?
It's not a sound we hear a lot because everybody takes pictures with their phones. Could that be it? It's not it, Katie.
It's not, Katie. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Good morning, WWIB. For a chance to win MyCon Cinema's movie passes, first, tell us your name and where you're calling from, and then guess the secret sound.
Hi, Jane from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Jane. What do you think? What's the secret sound?
A paper cutter.
Is it a paper cutter? All right, let's listen. Is that a paper cutter?
Hmm.
I suddenly went into my golf voice there. Is that a paper cutter? Did Jane get it?
That's not it, Jane.
No, thank you, Jane. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Lots of people think they have an idea what this could be. Secret sound, Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Barb. I'm from Elk Mound.
Barb from Elk Mound. I don't think you're from Mounder Country yet. What do you think, Barb?
Is it a nail gun?
Is it a nail gun? Oh, okay, nail gun. Is that a nail gun?
Helma? Good guess. That's not it, Barb.
Thank you, Barb. 715-723-2555. So many folks want to guess. We'll take three more. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Thorpe.
From Thorpe. Good to hear from Thorpe. And what do you think that secret sound is?
Shotgun.
I think you said shotgun. One more time?
Yeah, shotgun.
Is that a shotgun? Okay, so let's listen to it. Shotgun. Oh, man. I'm really seeing where he's coming from with the shotgun there.
Yeah.
Is that a shotgun? It is not. 715-723-2555. Two more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale.
Go ahead, Dale.
I got it. Well, sounds crazy, but walking on a crusty snow.
Walking on crusty snow. Is that
let's
what
listen
this
to it.
Is? Dale?
Oh.
Not it.
Yep.
Not it. Thank
Sorry,
you.
Dale.
Thank you, Dale. All right, one guest left before we push this beyond 8:45. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. Secret sound. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Katie from Rice Lake again.
All right, Katie, trying again. What do you think, Katie?
Is it the sound of like a VHS tape being put in?
Oh.
Going old school on us.
Yes, that brings me back to my earlier days. Is this a VHS tape going in? That really sounds
it does
like
sound
it.
Like it.
It really does. Is it?
It's
is
not
it the
it,
secret
though.
Sound? It's not it. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks.
Man, so many of these guesses is like, no, that's very plausible. That's very plausible, but not it. This, we're still looking. We're still looking to
After
figure that
8:45.
Out. After
8:45. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, WWIB, our fourth and final chance to try to get a winner for a couple of Mycon movie tickets in Secret Sound.
So, we haven't played Secret Sound for a while, and you guys are just doing phenomenal as far as guessing and some guesses that are very plausible, but just they're not the secret sound. 715-723-2555.
Some of the guesses have been so good, and then you've played the sound. It's had me wondering if that actually was it.
Yeah. So here is the secret sound. Here it is. Again, let's take a listen to it. The secret sound for two Mycon Cinemas movie passes, 715-723-2555.
It's so secret that only Caleb and I know the right answer.
There you go. 715-723-2555. Let's just go right to the phones on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Dawana, calling from Augusta.
Hey, Dawana.
Good to hear from Augusta.
Hi, Mark.
Got a How you doing, friend? Yeah.
Doing fine. I was listening earlier to the wrong guesses, and something triggered in my mind because we have an older briefcase that my husband has with little combinations.
Sure.
Is it the sound of the latch opening when you flip open, when you pop open a brief, you know, a hard case briefcase?
Okay. Let's listen to it here. Is that the latch opening on a briefcase?
Sounds like it.
It does.
It's not it, though.
Not it. Thank you, Dawana.
Sorry, Dawana.
Augusta, call
Good try.
I'll try again.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Katie from Rice Lake.
Katie, I think this is the third
time.
She
wants to go
is
to the movies.
The what do you think?
Is it a stapler?
Is it a stapler?
That was guessed.
I feel like that was guessed earlier. Can you think on your feet? Do you have a bonus guess?
Shoot.
Here it is
I
again.
I guess like a cassette or an 8-track.
A cassette or
eight-track.
Going old school. Cassette or 8-track. Is that it, Halvo?
Sorry, Katie.
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Lots of people think they know the secret sound. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Marty from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, Marty, what do you think, friend?
That's opening a safe.
Opening a safe. He's very confident.
Yeah,
let's,
he is.
Let's listen. Opening a safe. Marty?
You're not going to the movies.
It's not it. But not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
But call us back, Marty. Maybe you will go to the movies yet. 715-723-2555. Phones jam-packed. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey,
Hi, Linda.
What do you think?
Hi, good morning. Seatbelt when it's engaged.
What?
One more time.
A seatbelt.
Oh, a seatbelt. Oh, okay, like clicking the seatbelt?
Yeah.
Is that the seatbelt? Havo, are we sending Linda to the movies?
Good guess. That's not it.
Not it. All right. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Doug from Barron.
Hey, Doug. What do you think?
I would like to believe that it's the round ball typewriter if you hit one key with the wrong ball, goes up and hits and then comes back down.
Huh. Okay, because we've heard like the carriage on a typewriter guess before, so this would be a slightly different aspect of a typewriter.
Yep.
Right.
Is that it?
Doug and Barron. Sorry, friend.
Not it. Thank you for the call from Barron, home of the state champ Golden Bears girls volleyball team. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey, Dale.
What do you think?
An aluminum pop can being crushed.
Aluminum pop can being crushed. Was that guessed earlier? How?
Crushing aluminum cans was our second guess.
All right, so you can have a quick guess here, Dale. What do you think?
Anything else?
I've got no idea.
Got nothing.
No problem. All right, two guesses left. That's all we have time for. Two guesses left before When It Wednesday becomes Try It Again Thursday. Secret Sound, we're having fun with this. Hopefully you are too. Guest number one of two. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry?
Sherry started us off early this morning.
Locking or unlocking your car door?
Locking or unlocking your car door. Let's listen.